Greetings and welcome to episode 13. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's topic is preparing for the 2021 academic school year. So many decisions, so many factors to consider, and so many lives impacted. That's right, leaders all across the nation are making decisions about whether or not students will be in school, out of school, on a hybrid schedule, or distance learning. Many school districts actually have already made a decision with the input from parents, the community, students, staff members, school board members, and district leaders' input. The stakes are high, as we know, and lives will definitely be impacted in a multitude of ways by whatever decision is made. This will be another abnormal year while we create a new normal, how we operate schools and how students learn. I have many parents to ask me what schools are going to do in order to prepare. So my focus is sharing with parents how schools are getting ready in the midst of this pandemic. Many districts have already developed a task force and they have been busy working the past several months. And now schools are receiving information from their task force. School system employees and educators are learning about COVID-19 health service plans, cleaning procedures, information from the State Department of Health and the CDC on the COVID-19 virus. They're learning about isolation versus quarantine and procedures and protocols that must be followed if and when schools are back in session. Leaders are planning professional development, and teachers and staff members are getting ready for the type of plan they will operate under for the next school year. Professional development for how to address students' emotional, social, psychological, and academic needs are being created. Distance learning plans are being created for those districts offering online learning. Educators are continuing to plan for teaching and learning no matter what the format may be and what the format may be in which schools will operate. Constant communication to staff members from superintendents and principals to school-based staff members are being shared, and new information from the CDC, the Secretary of Education, and other organizations are being given so that schools can provide the best possible plan for students. Recently, I read an article from CDC, and they shared excellent information that is used by schools, administrators in districts all across the nation as to how to plan for a safe return in the fall of 2020. Leaders are integrating this information into their plans, and I encourage parents to check it out and read all about the information they provide. Once again, the CDC has a very comprehensive plan, and they are sharing the critical role of schools, what is known about the signs and symptoms, what is known about how schools are going to reopen, if they reopen at all, and the impact, what is the importance of schools opening if they decide to open for in-person instruction, and I'm not suggesting that they reopen, but please check it out. Schools play a critical role in supporting the whole child, not just the academic achievement of students, as I talk about in all of my podcasts. The CDC guidance is intended to aid school administrators as they consider how to protect the health, safety, and well-being of students, teachers, other school staff, their families, and communities, and prepare for educating students in the fall. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing more about what schools and districts are doing to plan for this unprecedented school year. Remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continue my sharing, please know that all entities involved in the schooling process are working once again to create comprehensive plans to ensure safety is the top priority. For example, school health services devised a recovery plan resource for K-12 schools that is so comprehensive. I really don't even have enough time to share all of the details of the plan, but it entails just about everything you can think of as it relates to COVID-19. I'm just going to share some of the topics. Not only do they talk about the reopening tools for schools during COVID-19, but they talk about infection control measures that schools can put in place. They talk about healthy hygiene practices, preventative measures, physical and social distancing, limit sharing, first aid preparing, triaging, monitoring symptomatic and sick spaces, signs and symptoms of COVID-19, and the list goes on. Also, other related and pertinent information that will better assist in keeping students, staff members, and school communities safe are shared in this as well. Again, the list is comprehensive. Even districts are creating protocols for employee screening, monitoring, and reporting signs and symptoms of COVID-19. As the CDC indicates, it is critical that all administrators engage and encourage everyone in the school and the community to practice those preventative behaviors. Implement multiple strategies, whether it is about social distancing, covering the face, hand hygiene, and also making sure that they continue to communicate, educate, and reinforce appropriate hygiene and social distancing practices in ways that are developmentally appropriate for students. So you have to take into consideration elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, and even colleges. Also, they talk about the mitigation strategies. How do you integrate those mitigation strategies into co-curricular and extracurricular activities? Maintaining healthy environments, making decisions that take into account the level of community transmission, repurpose unused or any information that is related to the facilitation of social distancing, including outside spaces where feasible. Developing a proactive plan for when a student or staff member may test positive. Also developing a plan with state and local health departments to conduct case tracing in the event of positive case. Educating parents and caregivers on the importance of monitoring for and responding to the symptoms of COVID-19. So schools have a lot. They're not just responsible, as you know, for the academic components of educating students, but they are also responsible for the safety of every student in that building and the safety of staff members as well. We all know that schools have a critical role, and the guidance by the CDC is intended first and foremost to protect the health, safety, and well-being of students, teachers, other school staff, and family members while they are interacting with students and the community. And I've said that over and over again. Schools are an important part of the infrastructure of communities as they provide safe, supportive learning environments for students, employ teachers and other staff members, and enable parents, guardians, and caregivers to work. Schools also provide critical services that help to mitigate health disparities, such as school meal programs, social, physical, behavior, and mental health services. There was an excellent article in Education Week about the blueprint for reopening schools and beyond by Eddie Bled. And I encourage you to take a look at that article. Once again, that was in Education Week. According to the article in Education Week, schools must have clear procedures for closing again if the coronavirus reemerges in areas where schools may be opening. And they should be prepared to cooperate with local health authorities to track factors like student absenteeism, fevers, and family health conditions to help trace the path of the pandemic and stop its spread. The blueprint for back to school, released Monday by the American Enterprise Institute, says state and federal leaders should also be prepared for another atypical school year, as I've mentioned before. Remember, parents, educators, and others who desire to know more, please visit the State Department of Education, your school district's website in which your child attends, the CDC website, and stay tuned to local leaders in your district to learn more. Always remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, stay safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.